Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, June 19th, otherwise known as Juneteenth. And thanks to everybody for tuning in tonight. We've got a really good call, I think, for you tonight. I know I'm excited about what I have and what Sue has, and I know I'll be excited about what Bob has to share tonight. I really enjoyed Tuesday night's call. I thought it was really good, very fun, very enlightening all the way around. But let's do this. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll look forward to hearing from Sue and seeing what she has brought us tonight in the way of a teaching. So let's pray the call in. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for who we are in Christ, what we have as benefits of Christ, and who we are positionally in Christ. We thank you for every daily blessing that we get, every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. And we thank you that even though some of us are going through trials and tribulations, you didn't say there wouldn't be trouble. You didn't say, in fact, you said there would be tribulation. There would be trials. There would be trouble. It's how we deal with it. It's how we go through it and overcome it that matters. And that's what you're there to help us through. So thank you for all you've done for us so far and what you'll continue to do with us as you shape us into meaningful, worthwhile vessels. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, big time for us tonight with everything that you're going to bring, I'm sure, in the way of a teaching. So I'm excited. I know Bob's ready to go.
So I think you're going to love this message. And I want to dedicate it to people on vacation who are downloading what it's like to be living in their highest fulfillment, thinking about projects. And people that may have been raking too hard, and they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing who you are, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he's a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual conditions have passed away. Behold, new things have come because spiritual awakening brings a new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17. There are many people who aren't using their gifts and talents from God because they tried and failed in the past. They're frustrated in life because they have let past defeats define who they are. Instead of quitting or giving up, God wants you to keep trying until you get it right. When we become born again through a relationship with Jesus Christ, we actually become recreated in him. So whatever Jesus is, we are too. He is strong. And in him, we are strong. See Philippians 4:13. He's courageous. In him, we are courageous. See Matthew 19:26 and John 16:33. He is a conqueror, so we can conquer too. See Romans 8:37. He has peace and joy, so we have peace and joy. See John 14:27. You can overcome any defeat or failure of the past by seeing yourself in Christ. Then you'll find you have whatever you need in order to do what you were created to do. Your past mistakes don't have to determine your future. And so, you move into unconditional love. But God, being so very rich in mercy. Because of his great and wonderful love with which he loved us, even when we were spiritually dead and separated from him, because of our sins, he made us spiritually alive together with Christ. For by his grace, his undeserved favor and mercy, you've been saved from God's judgment. Ephesians 2:4-5. One of the most beautiful things the Bible says is that while we were still making mistakes, Christ died for us. See Romans 5:8. He didn't want for us to deserve his love. He loved us unconditionally. Because of his great, wonderful, and unconditional love, God poured his life out for us freely. That is revolutionary love, real, incomprehensible love that gives itself away because it can never be satisfied doing anything less. Never forget, it is God's unconditional love that draws us to him, his amazing grace that erases our sin, and his powerful sacrifice that makes a way for us to enter into relationship with him. Take time in God's presence today to simply think about how much you are loved. God's love for you is available right now as you're listening to this call, and all you need to do is receive it. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. Sue, I like that teaching. That was full, chock full of great scripture that had a lot of meaning. And it really helped sort of identify what I was driving at in my opening prayer about who we are positionally in Christ. Because when we make the decision of faith, that's really the only thing we have to do is believe what Jesus did for us with the death, burial, and his resurrection, which some people don't understand that, but that is part of and very important part of what it is we believe about Christ. We know he was hung on a cross. We know he suffered. He died. He spent 3 days and three nights in the tomb. He rose again from the dead, and he ascended to heaven, came back in a resurrection body, or went to heaven in a resurrection body, actually, just like we're going to have one day. And he was transdimensional. He could walk through walls, and yet he still ate with the apostles. Ate fish and bread with them. He made breakfast for them, remember? When they were coming out fishing and they hadn't really caught anything, and then he made this great cookout breakfast on the beach for them. He still ate. We're going to eat, even in a resurrection body. You know, it's just amazing to think of positionally who we are in Christ. And yes, you know, we are new creatures. We're new creations. When we receive Jesus by faith, when we receive him, we see ourselves as new, and behold, all things are become new. Old things have passed away. That means you don't have to carry forward your old self, your old person, your old man, your old woman. You can leave that behind and then go forward with yourself as a new creature in Christ. It's a remarkable metamorphosis, really, of who we are and who we're created to be. And once we have that relationship, we can move forward and do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's one of the scriptures that Sue was referencing tonight. I can do all things through him, Christ, who strengthens me. I mean, that's big. I mean, so many of those scriptures are so beautifully fundamental and so important. Every one of them was good. And it's just, it gives us an idea of what's available in Christ. And then dealing with God's love, his unconditional love for us, in that Christ died for us while we were, quote unquote, yet sinners or still sinners, you know, still making mistakes is how it came out for Sue. And I just think, yeah, Jesus died for us when we didn't want to have a thing to do with him. Nothing. And he would have died for one or 100 or whatever, but he died, you know, for all of us that would receive. If you receive what Jesus did, how do you receive it? By faith. If you receive it by faith, you're good to go. All you need to do is make that confession. Say it. Say it out loud. And that's what I did 52 and a half years ago. And you know, you guys know me well enough to know I'm anything but perfect. That's for sure. Sue knows me better than anybody. Bob knows me pretty well, too. And but it's a walk. We're all a work in progress. That's the beauty of it. All of us are working toward what God would like us to become. And I cannot wait for this blessing to come in, and we'll see how we respond to incredible wealth. We'll see how we respond to new bodies in the med bed. I'm just I'm a little jacked up, guys, because I'm ready. I've been ready for, what, how many years have I been in this? 20, a little over 20 years now? 14 years on the big call? We're all ready to go. And I think what we're looking for is just around the corner, and I'll be talking about that in my segment. So that's what I got out of your teaching so far, Sue, without preaching all night. That's what I got. Thank you for it. Thank you for bringing that teaching. I thought it was extremely valuable to us. Really good. Bob, did the teaching say anything special to you? Or how would you phrase it in terms of what you thought of it tonight?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. It was really a beautiful experience just to listen to the message and the way that you brought it to us. And the way you spoke it made it even more special than those special words. So thank you very much. And I was feeling this, you know, this the whole idea of having new things come as we have a new faith in Christ. And, you know, if I was a person who was just coming anew to Christ and was going to look forward to the strength and the courage and the conquering and the peace and joy and overcoming defeat, it's like, what would that be like? Who would it actually be? Who would I be strong for? You know, for my family, strong for myself, so I could stand before God with a confidence that I have heard the message, I've read the scripture, that I can conquer the challenges of my own mind, and I can conquer Satan with using the courage that comes with this newness. And as those are conquered, I begin to feel that peace and joy, and I can easily overcome defeat because I have the faith in the newness that I've entered into. And I started thinking about a few people I've talked to just recently that were having so much trauma with relationships. And I started thinking, wouldn't it be great if they could just be able to observe themselves in their ego and in their emotional states of, you know, neediness and even in longing for a family longing for a permanent relationship that had unconditional love, and how much trouble those desires can bring upon people. And wouldn't it be great if instead you just started in the right place with feeling and accepting God's love for you? And then to go forward anew in your relationships, and instead of just acquiring things that were of the mind and of the emotions, but rather have that full feeling of Godness within you, you could go forward to something quite different. You could go forward to paradise itself.
Good,
Bob.
Good, Bob. Very well said. Very well said. It's all a journey, a personal journey. And God has plans for all of us. You know, this is called the big call. We could call it the big calling, because I think all of us have been called for a special purpose, whatever that is. God's given each one of us gifts and talents, you know, and we all have certain things that we know that we're good at, or that we love, or that we really want to expand as we move into our future, Sue. And so this was a very good teaching, I thought, tonight, and I loved it. And I love what Bob had to say about it. And I think I'd like to know what you thought of it and how you see yourself as a new creation in Christ.
Oh, this is going to be fun. When you were going into who Christ is and who we are positionally, I started playing with that a little bit. And I'm going to talk about it in my segment.
Okay.
And Christ demonstrated, just like Bob was talking about, what he was demonstrating and what you brought up, Bruce, about transdimensional, is he was demonstrating that love is a position. Love is a wholeness with the Father. Love isn't matter separated from spirit. It's instantaneous access to God, to the qualities and miracles of God, to purity in God. And I think with the med beds and the whole quantum world, I can't wait for this, my segment, we have access to, we might be languaging it so it's about the frequency of God. So Christ was demonstrating, and this is what everybody that's listening to these words and all of our words right now, you followed, like Bob said, you followed the new. Everybody that's been on this call and is on this call, they left the known. They stood in front of, like Christ, their families, their friends, their this, their that, and they held Christ's knowing in the face of absolutely zero proof. That's what makes everybody on this call so incredibly unique, because there was a part of you, hopefully a large part, that was learning to operate from the internal, just like Bob said, not from seeking outside of yourself, but seeking what was inside of you that showed you that you knew what this actually was. That was your greater self in Christ signaling to you to stay with it when there was nothing there in physical, tangible proof to do that. And so this, when this goes, and I'm going to show you something really, really cool, I hope. I know I am, but hopefully you will find it equally as cool. When this goes, the whole world, all of the things that kept people locked in matter, kept locked in fixed positions, that's why I go positionally, it's like fixed ideas locked in just a horizontal position, all of that, the whole world, it's not just you. You haven't won the lottery. It's not just the United States. The whole world will experience the frequency of infinite wealth that will dissolve, the clutch of being stuck in lack, in scarcity, in fear, which was the block used to keep people suffering so that they couldn't actually embody love. And so what I loved about this teaching is it's about love. It's about knowing who you are. It's about listening to you, Bruce, and you, Bob, and me, and what's inside of everybody listening to these words right now to know who you are. Look at what you've done in 10 years, 20 years, 14 years, 2 weeks. Look at what you chose. You chose the new, like Bob said. You chose to be positioned in Christ, as Bruce said. And you chose to become the frequency of Christ, as Sue said.
Thank you, Sue. That's well said. I enjoyed that. Thank you for that discussion. Very good. And actually, you know, I thought back to, you know, did we believe in something that we had no proof of?
I'm in a way. Well, almost.
We did.
I'll be right back. I'm going to have to.
Are you going to go come back? Okay, go ahead.
I have to call back in, yeah, because I have to reload something.
Okay, go ahead and reload. What I'm saying is that those of us who got into this, and my start was 2005. The new Iraqi dinar was printed in 2003, started printed then. I thought I got in like a year and a half, 2 years later in 2005, and I thought, I am running behind. I am late to this thing. And what's interesting is we had the example of the country of Kuwait, which is next door to Iraq, that had gone through a revaluation of the Kuwaiti dinar in the 90s when Clinton was in as president. And that's why for 2 years under President Clinton, we actually had a balanced budget. Not very many people knew about the Kuwaiti dinar and the revaluation thereof, but enough people knew, and enough people knew in government to take advantage of it then. And, of course, we really didn't even have the Internet cranking much at that time. We didn't have calls like this on the Kuwaiti dinar. We just found out about it and said, wow, well, they revalued, came in at whatever value they came in at. And I thought, why couldn't Iraq do the same thing? Because when we went to war, we artificially took down the value of the Iraqi dinar to where it was 4,000 dinar to a dollar. Yeah, and it was just like worthless, right? Worthless. And it's come up ever since. Now we're at the at the stage where it's being completely revalued. It'll be worth more than our U.S. dollar. So I have some stuff to talk about that on my in my segment. Sue, do you have everything brought up where you're ready to go?
I'm all set, yes. And we did, actually. I mean, the thing about what we've all walked through is we left the system, the mainstream media, all the things. That wasn't so easy to prove to people that were locked into the system. It wasn't a nice, neat, little tidy package. So it was a very deep commitment to trusting your spirit in Christ. And so let's go to, let's see here. Raise prayer. Here we go. This is from Pastor Scott. My praise tonight is thanking God for the ability to see. I've been a seer for years. This morning I was in heavy meditation time, and I saw the inside. It's interesting. That's what I'm going to be talking about, Pastor Scott. I saw the inside of what I believe was my redemption center location. I've known about remote viewing for years, good for you, but never acknowledged my ability as a seer, as remote viewing. Now, after more knowledge of remote viewing and wisdom from the Lord, answered prayer, I'm looking forward to my MedBed experience in respect to getting enhancement to my ability of remote viewing. A couple of my projects will use remote viewing in preparation to go into these specific locations. My continued prayer is to deepen my ability and understanding. Big call, universe, God will give you abilities for supernatural moments in and through him. Never discount it. I love you all. Be blessed. Pastor Scott, good for you for the novelty.
Well, that's amazing, Pastor Scott. I didn't know that you were tuned in to that. Remote viewing, remote influencing. All of that is really a gift. What do we have that, Sue? Clairvoyance,
clairsentience, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clear seeing.
Yeah.
It's all of the abilities that are subtle abilities. They're spiritual intelligence abilities that are connected to your higher faculties and spirit.
That's good. Thank you, Pastor Scott, on that one. Great. Mm-hmm. What else we got, Sue?
Let's see. Praise, prayer. Where is the other one here? So is that one. And from Ms. Jeannie. Colossians 1:2-3. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. We continue praying to our Heavenly Father for the health of all the leaders, listeners, RV blessing, Social Security increases, R&R, med beds, and world peace. Wishing everyone a safe and blessed weekend, Jeannie.
That's good, Jeannie. Out of Colossians, what was the reference to? Do you remember?
I just left it. I couldn't remember
what it was, but I know it was a good one. Yep, very good, Jeannie. Thank you for that. Yeah. And nothing to pray for other than what we normally pray for, which is healing for everybody and financial, you know, blessing for everybody and actually the RV itself coming in, the blessing itself. Okay. Which we usually pray for that at the end anyway. Good. Thank you, Sue. Well,
you're
I know
welcome,
you're
dude.
Champing at the bit, Sue, to get started on your segment. So let's see what that's going to be tonight, and see what you'll offer us tonight.
And it is going to be a collective realization, and I hope that people will get a lot out of it. But before we go there, I'm going to read a testimonial, and then I want to share what's significant about this testimonial. And this is from somebody that experienced designing your best future.
Okay.
Sue, thank you so much for helping me to design my best future. Your guidance and encouragement was extremely impactful. I liked how you worked to personalize my strategy and handle my specific situations in a very practical manner. That is one of your great strengths. Your presentation style is very clear, precise, and inspiring. Your communications of thoughts and ideas is excellent, combined with a descriptive vocabulary, making it feel very powerful. Once again, thank you for all. Can't wait to meet up, Mr. D. So here's what I want to just introduce, that I don't think people, I'm beginning to understand that maybe some people aren't imagining this. You're going to go into the Redemption Center and just try to play Pastor Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine, after you leave the Redemption Center, having access, coming home, hopefully before you go to the Redemption Center, coming home and having access to 10 years of the best strategies, literally in the first segment of Designing Your Best Future, there are 150 tools, tips, little nuances that I guarantee you never thought about. And you won't have to carry that anxiety. You won't have to carry wondering what you have to do next, or not having anybody to talk to, or relying on a banker that you've just met. That's all great. I'm not trying to discourage you from trusting the people that are around you. But who is more intimate than Bruce and this person you're listening to right now, who's walked through and gotten to meet with the people that are the heads of the top redemption centers in stuff that, you know, hasn't been covered for years?
Yeah.
So here's what I want you to understand, and it's very important, because this is what makes designing your best future so different. It's like plugging in to a highly curated, intimate dive. And you, that man that I just read the testimonial from was like a very advanced MBA. And he liked the way, the experience, the strategy. So it was a very rich experience for him. And that's what, this is for anybody, but it's designed so that you can see things you wouldn't normally see. Think about things you wouldn't normally see. An architect, like, be able to, just listening to it once, you're going to be able to see yourself going through things, think about how you want to adjust, think about the best strategies. And you're going to do that for the first 2 weeks, and then consider some of the things that you're doing to design your projects. So I had a gentleman, and I'll be getting back to you, and you know who you are probably, who said, you know, which one do I want to pick? And he said, I'd really like help in starting my projects and all that. designing your best future is like a doorway. It's like a transition space. And why is that important? Because when you transition with clarity, when you move with clarity in the beginning, if you knew what you were doing, what is that going to do with your confidence? It's like wearing the right, it's internal. It's like wearing the right internal outfit. It's not like going in with the right suit and feeling all jittery inside. It's about seeing yourself go through these steps. So I really want to encourage just two programs. Number one, designing your best future. If you can't do this with your eyes closed and can't see yourself walking through these steps in the next 2 weeks and then 6 months, you really do need this because it's not going to be available afterwards. That's number one. Sorry, but we have to move on to other things. And then MedBed 100. Imagine, and this is what it's going to take, so don't bother writing to us unless you can do this. It takes sitting with something so you can concentrate and really understand the things that are acutely wrong with you, chronically wrong with you, articulating that, getting that down first. Then we expose you to 65 additional, 7 different categories: artistic abilities, neuroaesthetic qualities, that means your appearance, 7 different categories of improvements. Nobody's done that. Nobody wanted you to know how to design what is possible, and then the classes, and then the meditations. Now, why are the meditations important? Because they're going to get it so that you feel like you've shifted into the reality where you have your new body. That's still important for you to start to wear, to prepare yourself for. So those two meditations, those two programs, Designing Your Best Future and the MedBed 100, are still available. All you have to do is send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put designing DYBF or DYBF and MedBed 100, whichever you want, whatever you want. And then your name, your telephone number, whether you have PayPal or not. Please check your emails. We sent out a bunch of emails, and just check your emails. But here's the thing. Ask yourself, really feel in your body. The only way you can really, a big important way, is to feel, is your body humming with the honesty, the truth, and the vibrational resonance of this as a gift to support yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could be supported in it? And that's your question. And so now I'm going to tell you, and this is going to be really fun. This is going to be quite a social experiment. Remember, Bruce, how we were talking about dreams, and what were we talking about dreams? Oh, well, it was the last call. Okay, mm-hmm. Everybody, get your pens out. This is going to be short, but this is going to be powerful, I think.
Okay.
So just like Pastor Scott, I woke up this morning, and I don't open my eyes until I have an intention. And I don't let my feet hit the floor. And that is for, I don't want to even tell you how many years, decades. So
until,
everybody, if you could, wait. Everybody, if you could, I'm just going to ask you to shut your eyes and share in this experience, because this is going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful for setting up the context and the understanding of what you're about to go through, and I know you've never considered this. So shutting your eyes, and then I'm going to ask you and Bob, and then we'll be done.
Uh-oh.
Shutting your eyes, imagine, this is what I saw. I'm in bed. Imagine you're maybe going to sleep with this tonight, waking up in the morning with this. And I saw going to a giant cupboard. It was like God's kingdom throne doors. Throne doors. And the doors, I pulled the doors open, and the treasury of light and abundance poured all over. And the next thing I saw, everybody in the world, now feel this in your heart, everybody, every person in the world is going to open that door and be flooded with God's abundance. Now try to imagine what that means. Feel that in your body. What does that mean when every single person has been liberated in abundance, overflow, etc.? Feel it. Feel like the whole world has just had light and abundance all over. And now imagine how you're going to connect with the people in your projects. It's not the world that you've been living in. How are you going to create it? Attract people who are living in abundance, not need, not lack. Who are you going to be to inspire them to be with you in your projects? Feel the difference when people are doing it out of desperation, out of need, out of lack. Same thing that Bob was talking about. People aren't going to be in relationships out of need or out of lack. They're going to be in relationship because they've opened the door to their inner selves in Christ, and they're going to want to be with people that want to share skillfully in that abundance. Think about how you would approach people if they're not coming from, I need this job. Think about what it's going to feel like when they're full of abundance and what you're going to offer them. Vibrationally, what's the experience you're going to give them? But for tonight and tomorrow and maybe for the rest of the weekend, try walking in the world. There are two parts. Walk in the world with that abundance all around you, and you know it. And then for your leadership, walk and ask, how can we come together in something that's beyond money that will be meaningful for people living in abundance?
Mm-hmm.
It's a total redesign. So that's my gift for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you,
Sue. Everybody enjoyed it. It's kind of a redesign. It's a whole. It's literally a total rewire of reality.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're looking forward to experiencing. That's right. Very good, Sue. I like that a lot. Good. Thank you for that. And I was just thinking before you were getting into the last part of it, your segment, was the fact that we've got the MedBed 100, which is $100 for the two classes. That's the whole course, 100. And then we have DYBF, Designing Your Best Future, 100, which is four classes for also $100. And if you take that down, I'm thinking, you know, what a deal that is. $25 per night class times four is $100 for 6 hours of that course.
And, I mean, it's the combination. It's the combination of what it's going to do, what it's going to do for people psycho-spiritually. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, spiritually, and strategically. It just doesn't come together. It's a holistic, all of our programs are designed holistically. So, yes.
Well, there's nothing else like it out there, I'll tell you that. There's nothing like any of these classes, really, that Sue's offered. How many classes are we up to, Sue? 210 individual classes?
Yes, it's hard to believe. I think I'm going to look back and I'm going to go, how did I do that? Yeah.
I know. Very beautifully and very carefully. It was quite an offering. All right,
intentionally,
guys, so take advantage of that. Very intentional, yes. I'll tell them about it and remind them how to do it in my segment, Sue. So thank you so much for that. I think we all went on a little journey as a result of your dream and how you woke up this morning. Very good. So good. Thank you. All right. Well, Bob, I don't know. I think we have a lot of things we can talk about, but I know that you know I always care for a few testimonials. I do like the fact that we have a new sale in play, and I want to know if there's anything new in the medical world that you've seen some new research on that you might want to bring out tonight. Whatever it is, we're all ears, Bob.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thanks for that guided meditation. That was really great. When I opened up the doors you were talking about, I saw light formations that I've never seen before or even imagined before. It was like all of the colors of the rainbow were sparkling. Like it was like a disco ball had filled the entire space on the other side of the door. It was like a million colors of lights flashing.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Oh, that's so cool, Bob.
Cool, Bob.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it was like the light, it was so beautiful and so happy that it was like, oh, wow, that's like, a touch of heaven.
Yep.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. So, Bruce, we do have some testimonials. It's interesting. Love this one, Sue, you'll be interested to hear. It's a short testimonial. It's from a woman who said, I was having anxiety issues, but the ashwagandha root and havening technique had given my life a reset.
Wow.
Ooh. Good.
That's so good, Bob. High five.
Yeah. It's like, that's like the exact type of thing that we want for people to experience, right? Where they can go to the website, learn how to do havening, get an ancient Ayurvedic, remedy for anxiety. They just take these pills, learn how to do havening, and their life is now different. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's great.
And I got this one. You should see this picture, you guys. This lady sent in a picture of herself with her son and daughter. She's writing in about collagen peptides. said, I try to take my collagen nightly with my vitamin C and my good night formula. My doctor was doing a checkup on me and asked me if that was my real hair. It's pretty long.
Wow.
And in the picture, it's a picture of my grandson, who's 14, and my daughter. So I thought it was her son, but I guess it's her grandson.
Oh, wow.
She, my daughter, also has long hair. It's dark. I had to laugh walking out of the doctor's office, and then somebody in the office, a gentleman, said, oh, my gosh, your hair is just beautiful. So I had two compliments in about 15 minutes, and I thought to myself, yep, that's my collagen. I take it daily. It's a wonderful thing. My hair tends to be a little fine, but I've definitely noticed it's doing much better, thicker and longer. So thank you, Boomers, for making such a wonderful product that I trust taking is 100% good quality, and I trust everything you put into it, including the love and commitment and hard work to make such a wonderful product. Love you, Boomers.
That's great.
It's really cool. Yeah, you should see how beautiful her family is, her daughter and her grandson and her with her long blonde hair.
Gosh.
It's really cool. Let me see. I think I have
it. Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, here's a lady talking about using barley and Boomer Boost.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking the Boomer products before, and I stopped, and I'm sorry I did. I always knew it was great products. Now I'm taking it again, and I want to take it for a little while longer before I go to my doctor to get my review.
Yep.
Now, this another one came in. We got a whole bunch of testimonials in the last 2 days. Another one about collagen. This is the best collagen. I love it. My skin and hair and nails are growing better than ever in my life. And this lady wrote this. She sent a picture of herself in, too, and she sent a video. I haven't had a chance to watch it. It just came in a few hours ago. This is about Barley and Boomer Boost. Thank you for allowing me to have the free sample size of barley. I added it to my collagen and my smoothie, and I just love it. Then I tried the Boomer Boost. I got a sample size, and I love that even more. I'm 75. I'm a very active 75, though. I do mostly everything, but low impact now. I really appreciate the manufacturers and the way Boomers picks out the best ingredients because of their knowledge. I just think it's wonderful. Thank you for helping all of us. And that's testimonials for tonight.
Wow.
We now have 3,600 testimonials. And the average testimonial still sits the same at 4.7 out of 5 star.
Sounds great. That can't do much better than that.
Yeah, you know, it's fun to have testimonials coming in because you get constant feedback about the products that you put together. And it's fun because there was an intention in the creation of them, which was we just want to make sure that when people use our products, they actually get better, they feel better, they do better. And the only way you're really going to know is if they write in and tell you about it and, you know, closing in on 4,000 people doing that.
That's right.
So,
terrific.
And the other thing was, Bruce, just to tell people what the sale is, it's important because we've had a bunch of people calling in and and expressing gratitude for the type of sale that we're doing.
What it is
people can get whatever product they want on sale because it's a sale based on the size of your shopping cart, right? So if people get a 10% discount on any order, $75 or more, it goes to 15% if they spend $150 or more, and it goes to 20% on $200 or more. So a lot of people are getting exactly what they want. They don't have to say, oh, well, that's on sale, but what I really wanted wasn't on sale. Well, now it's all on sale.
That's right. That's smart.
Part of it is, Bruce, is that the software companies that create our website, and we have a stack. We have a software stack that is about 20 different pieces of software that have been tied together using, you know, application program interfaces. And each one of those pieces that we've tied together does something very specific. And the companies that make these different softwares are constantly trying to improve them. And they finally gave us the ability to do a sale like this with the software that also allows the people who are on AutoShip to get the same discount automatically. Before we could have done it for just, you know, one-time customers type of thing, but we wanted to be able to do a sale like this so that everybody, including the many hundreds of people who are on the subscription program, could get the same advantage. And as soon as they finished with that at the end of last week, a particular company that we're working with, as soon as they perfected it, we started this sale. So there it is. Enjoy the discounts. And it's exactly 10 o'clock right now, Bruce. And that's what I have for tonight.
Thank you, Bob. That was really good. I appreciate that. Sounds like if everybody steps up and gets to a level they're comfortable with, they could save 10, 15, or 20% on any particular product or combination of products. It's really, really valuable. Thanks, Bob. I think that'll be a real good one. And I know it's already taken off because people are already commenting on it to you. Yeah, that's really very good. So let's make sure we understand how to get to Bob's website to take advantage of it. All you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And then you'll see at the very top of the site, when you get on the homepage, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. Click on it because it's a direct link into Bob's site. So you'll get into Bob's site and you'll be able to go through and see the various product descriptions and learn about how to combine those in your cart to come up with the various discounts of 10, 15, or even 20%. So do that. And make sure you check out the footer of Bob's page, which will have, information that takes you to the podcasts and teachings and podcasts about havening and about neuro-linguistic programming and tapping and everything. Previous broadcasts that he's done on YouTube that are archived, everything's there. You can really get quite a bit of cool information. If you're having trouble sleeping, there's a whole podcast on getting good sleep and how to do that. You know, I was watching something tonight on the news that was a woman that came out and said, you know, most people are having difficulty because, and they don't have energy. They might, you know, not have the energy even up until noon of that day. They could be falling down. She had some medical issues and she took care of it with proper diet. I'm going to call it healthy eating,
healthy eating. You don't have to think of it as a diet in the sense of losing weight. Healthy eating, sleep, very important, and exercise. Be healthy, eat right, supplement your diet with these products that Bob has through Boomers. Get enough sleep. We've got Good Night Formula if you need that at night to help you get your 7.5 to 8 to 8.5 hours of sleep at night. And then exercise. Walk every day, 20, 30 minutes, whatever. Sue walks about an hour every day. And then she does a dance out. It's not a workout, it's a dance out. She'll do that 4 or 5 times a week, about 4 times a week for 40 minutes or so. So that's what you really want to try to get to, is to where you're exercising as part of your day. Your walk is part of your day. Sleeping is 1/3 of your life. That's when all the healing takes place in your bodies, when you're asleep. All right, so what do? You know how to get to Bob's site. You know that there's an 800 number to call to get in, to talk to their customer support and get anything that you need or have questions on. They'll help you. And if you're a Big Call listener, as part of Big Call Universe, they're very, very helpful to us. And I think that's wonderful that Bob's been a co-host on the call now. Next month will be 10 years. And so call the number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And it's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. We could just say Eastern Time. You guys know what it is. All right? So call, and if you call like tomorrow being Friday, a lot of people will be calling from tonight's big call. And so if you call and all of a sudden you get a recording that says, please leave your name and your phone number and we'll get back to you, they will. They'll call you right back. As soon as the line clears, they'll call you right back. And that's happened to me. Even me. I sometimes get in on the first try, but sometimes I'll just say, hey, this is Bruce from the big call. Please have Stephanie give me a call back. Boom. And she'll call me right back, and it might be 10 minutes or whatever, and I'll talk to her and knock out an order really quick because I'm fast on that. I know what I want. She knocks it out. Boom. Next thing you know, I've got a confirming text on my phone confirming the order. And it's great. That's really the way to go. So keep that in mind. That's what I want you guys to know. All right. Let's see where we stand now from our intel point of view. Let's talk first of all about the USN and USTN, our new currency. Our new USTN, United States Treasury note. Notice there's no Federal Reserve in that. The Fed is out of the way, fortunately. And the USN is just the shorter designation of it that is what is used on the bank screens to designate the currency and the value. So USN, USTN, I consider it as the physical money, the physical notes that we're going to be keeping in a wallet or a money clip or your purse. Okay? That's what those are. And they say United States Treasury note on them, okay? And those have been printed for over 2 years at least, maybe 2.5 by now, and they're in the banks and they're in the redemption centers. For us in the redemption centers, they're shrink-wrapped probably in amounts of 1,000. I don't know if they've got 2,500 or 5,000 in a separate, you know, shrink wrap, or if they're all just 1,000 shrink wraps and you just get 2, 3, or 4, or 5 of those, you know, in the redemption center. And that'll come off of your balance. It's not free. You get it out of your exchange balance. All right, so what about that? Yesterday, which was Wednesday, we had confirmation of what we had received earlier in the morning, early. And what came in was a thing that came in, an email from one of our sources that said that we would have, that they had passed the Genius Act, like G-E-N-I-U-S, Genius. The Genius Act was about, now there are two ways that I looked at this. The information that we got from a source said that this act would create the ability for us to have a new currency, a new money that was asset-backed by gold and silver, and that this would be something that was voted on and actually passed in the Senate yesterday. Then it would go from there as a bill. The Genius Act as a bill would go to the House. Seems backwards. Usually it's House and then Senate. This was Senate first and then the House for final approval. And then it would become law. What's interesting about it is this is the first time in all of these years that we've had any reference to a new currency for us. And it actually gave credit back to President John F. Kennedy, because before he was assassinated, guess what? He was trying to put us back on the gold standard. Now, they may not use gold standard as a term to describe this new money for us, but it is backed by assets, some of which are gold and silver. You might add palladium. You might add platinum. You could add oil. You could add natural gas. There are several asset classes that can be used to back the value of a country's currency. This was passed, and I had confirmation on this information that I received in the morning. I had confirmation in the afternoon on Newsmax. The difference was that Newsmax did not focus on gold or silver assets backing the currency. It focused on XRP, the crypto coin, backing our currency. And we know that XRP as a cryptocurrency, a crypto coin, is backing the digital value of our USN digitally. So there is a combination of gold-backed crypto coins, and I think XRP is just one of them. I know Bitcoin is another one, Ethereum is another one, and there are two others, and they're all going to probably be used in combination as a backing for our USN currency and USTN money. Let's just call it that way, money, the actual foldable paper class money that we carry. All right, so that was a big move. Now, we also heard that that would be accomplished, and I look forward to this making its way all the way to, I don't know that the House is going to vote on it quite yet. They may tweak it. You know how they are. They can't just pass something like it is. They've got to try to add something to it or take something away from it or modify it somehow. But whatever it is, it's in the hand of the House of Representatives to do something with it and pass it on through. All right. Now, that kind of talks about our money. Let me see. What else do we want to talk about? Let's talk about okay, here's another situation that's sort of related to it, in a sense. We know of a few people that were in the process of buying gold in a big way, large amounts. And they're working through a couple of our paymasters that we know. And it ends up that they made a decision to switch their buy, which was $500 million, from gold to silver. And this was transacted at Wells Fargo in Miami, and it was said, make sure you have all your paperwork in by 6 p.m. Friday. That's tomorrow. Make sure it's all in. Well, they got it all in today, but they were told to hang around because their confirmation of the buy was to take place at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow evening. And so that's what's happening, and that's just a separate story. It's something that's related to, and I think the timing is interesting. Why by 6 p.m. tomorrow? We have heard from one of our sources that something might happen for us after 6 p.m. tomorrow. And then we heard from another source from Iraq that we would be looking forward to hearing a surprise from this individual Saturday morning at 9 Eastern. So it's pointing toward a Friday night into Saturday something. Now, I think that something should point to us in the notification of our emails for the toll-free numbers, 800 number, that we will call to set up our appointments. Right now, it's pointing to a Saturday, Sunday notification period that actually could extend into Monday. So I'm thinking Saturday, Sunday, or Monday of this coming weekend, and then Monday, we should be receiving our emails with the 800 number on it. As soon as we get the 800 number and can verify it, we will put it on our website, bigcalluniverse.com, and we'll also send out a group email to everybody who has sent in their email address and registered it on bigcalluniverse.com. Now, that's pointing toward Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. And exchanges, I've been told, should be very early this week. Now, I don't know if that means Sunday or Monday. I think both days are even possible. Even Sunday is possible. So we'll see what that looks like. It might be we don't do anything until Monday and Tuesday. But I do feel good about the fact that they're talking about this going over the weekend. Rates have not been on the Redemption Center screens, through yesterday. I don't know if they're back up yet. My belief is that we'll get all new rates again on Sunday evening after the Forex reopens, and they may come up beforehand. They might come up on the bank screens and Redemption Center screens before the Forex opens at 5 p.m. Sunday. So we'll have to keep an eye out for that. And as you guys know, I always get some more information, either Thursday night late or Friday or Saturday, giving us a new opportunity to see where we actually are. But I think what you guys are most interested in, and what it might be, the surprise, we don't know what it's going to be Saturday morning, but we know that the dinar has been put out in Iraq at a rate, and it's gone up about a dollar. It's gone up again about a dollar. It may, in Iraq, I'm talking in country, not our rates, but I'm saying what it looks like, maybe it's a further revaluation of the Iraqi dinar, and that for the first time, everybody globally will actually see it. Because even though we've said it's out, it's international, this and that, I'm not so sure. I think they've kept it from us. Now, some of our bank screens have had it. Our redemption screens have had it. But, you know, not everybody has access to that. We're fortunate enough to be able to get access to that occasionally, and we know what it is. We know what it's reading. So this is where we are looking for the proof in the pudding when it comes out to rates. We know that the – okay, let's get into this for a minute. What about Iran? Iran's currency came off the screens either Monday or Tuesday. I believe it was Monday it came off. It was on the Redemption Center screen. I know roughly what it was worth, but they've taken it off, at least temporarily. Doesn't mean it won't go back up, come back on, okay? But what's happening with Iran, as you guys know, there's been back and forth between Israel and Iran, and Israel started this last wave as a preemptive way to try to reduce the possibility of Iran having a nuclear weapon and to weaponize missiles and bombs with a nuclear warhead. And we've heard this for 15 or 20 years that they're close to getting a nuclear weapon. They're close. They're weeks, they're months away. They're weeks away. We heard they were days away. I'm not so sure they're that close. It's different opinions from different talking heads and different experts that really do know what's going on. But I can tell you this. President Trump said that he would wait until the last minute to make a decision about using B-2 bombers and a bunker-busting bomb or more. It would take more than one. Now, this is my opinion now. I think he's very patient and has said that it might take him up to 2 weeks to make a decision about that. He wants to wait for every available bit of information to come in. He said, because things change, and they do change. And then he could make a better informed decision on whether to go or not to go. And there's all kinds of opinions out there on to do it or not to do it and why. I believe President Trump wants to prevent war, not engage in it. And I believe he is more in favor of Iran and the Ayatollah Khamenei to give it up and step down and basically change the form of government that they have. We could call it regime change, but we're not supposed to be in the business of that. But I do know this much. They knew exactly where Khamenei was. They decided to put something together to go over a possible peace plan or a surrender of some description. They did put that together. And yesterday, he was going to fly from Iran to Qatar. And that was changed. And then instead, they were routed to Oman, Jordan, for peace talks. Now, there's a delegation from Iran. There's a delegation from a number of other countries, one from Jordan. We have a delegation. They're going to bring a lot of people in to go over this and talk about this. Russia and China, too, I believe. So, the point is, I believe that Khamenei will make a decision, hopefully, to make a regime change or save face somehow and accept some version, retooled version of a peace plan that would allow a new form of government, which we're talking Republic of Iran, similar to Republic of Iraq, their next-door neighbor, to come in and have a new form of government with a parliament like Iraq has, with a president and or a prime minister like Iraq has. I believe we're looking at something, and I'm looking forward to that for Iran. You know, the Iranian people are fine people. It's the caliphate. It's the extremism that is dangerous. And nobody in the Middle East wants them in either. Nobody wants Iran as they currently are to exist. They're all in favor of a regime change. It's not just us. And it's not just Israel. So the reason I'm bringing all this up is I believe we could have a decision from the Ayatollah Khomeini quickly, possibly even tomorrow. So let's see what that turns into. You know, we're very patient. We've been too patient in some ways. But I know President Trump does not want us to be at war, and he's going to do everything he can to make a deal, because he's the deal king, to make a deal to transition Iran. And you know what he said yesterday? He said it a couple times. President Trump said, make money, not war. Remember in the 60s, we said, make love, not war? To take off on that, make money, not war. He's showing Iran their potential of what they could be and what they could do, you know, and giving them financial opportunity and trade and everything that they would want in that new world. So let's just all hope for that and believe for that and see that in our future. Because God willing, that is the direction we're going in. Now, how does that affect us? If we see the decision made, let's say tomorrow or by tomorrow, sometime, I think it allows everything to go forward under the current timeline. I know that's what President Trump wants. He wants us to roll out Nasara between, let's call it now, and July 4th in its entirety. The new currency, the USN, the USTN, the R&R will have that at the Redemption Center. The Doge payments should be coming out. Increase in social may or may not happen this month. I know it's already happened for somebody that was actually paid out on Monday, and it was a nice, huge increase. But that was on a Monday, not on Wednesday, yesterday. So I don't know. It's just one of those anomalies. So I want us to, I don't know. Maybe we will get that increase this month. You know, what's today? The 19th? That's what, about 11 or 12 days to go in the month? Yeah. So we'll see what happens on that. But I know President Trump wants this well underway before the 4th of July. Because I think we're going to get some announcements on the 4th that will be part of Nasara. So we'll see what happens on that. I don't want to say or tip my hand or his hand not knowing. But I know that we need to move on this thing with Iran toward peace, toward the elimination of their nuclear capability. Tell you that ain't going to happen under President Trump. No nuclear weaponry. All right. So that's everything I wanted to bring in terms of intel. Let's keep this in mind. Sue's offering the MedBed 100, which is extremely popular and very important for anybody considering using the MedBed to improve their physicality, to improve their health, to improve their mental capabilities, so many things. that she addresses in the MedBed 100 that she's talked about. A lot of great testimonials have come in to her about that. In addition to that, we've got the other class or the other course, which is Designing Your Best Future, DYBF 100. And it's DYBF 100, even though it's four classes, approximately 6 hours of great information that will position you for 2 weeks after your Redemption Center experience and up to 4 to 6 months after your experience. These are things that you haven't even thought of yet that she covers. And I think it's a real bargain at $100 for that whole course. So I'm going to suggest you get one or both by sending an email to Sue. And the email address is integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Send it to her. Look for an email to come back fairly quickly. Receive that, and then get ready for further two more emails to come in, at least, maybe three, to come in. So keep watching your emails. You can use PayPal if you have it. Let her know you have a cell phone. Put that number in. She'd use that only to text you if she needs to. She's not going to do it if she doesn't need to. And then PayPal if you have it, your name, your cell phone number. And then what she's looking for is for you to pay attention to your emails so that you can download the information. And if she'll send you an invoice. If you don't have PayPal, she'll invoice you, and you can respond and pay for it that way. Okay? That's really the ticket right there. So $100 each, $100 for the MedBed 100, and $100 for the DYBF, Designing Your Best Future, four classes, 6 hours, also for $100. All right? So send those off to Sue tonight so she can start on those first thing in the morning and get those out to you. Pay attention to your emails. Now, I think I've covered everything that I intended to cover tonight. Sometimes I'll finish a call and go, oh, I meant to mention this. I meant to talk about that. I think I've got everything that I wanted that's pertinent to us tonight. Okay? So, with that said, I want to thank Sue. Done a wonderful job tonight, as she always does. As a great co-host. And Bob, same thing. Done a great job participating, bringing out information for us, for our health, our supplementation, everything we need to take. Remember, it's proper, let's call it healthy eating, supplementation, exercise daily, and sleep. 8 or 9 hours of sleep. You can get it, but, you know, hopefully you don't have to get up super early. But if you go to bed by 10 or 11 o'clock at night, you can get up and you can get your 8 hours in. That's what we need to do, and that will really make a difference in your energy throughout the day. And that's what we're talking about. And Boomer Boost and Barley, the dynamic combo, are great for that. And Myotrol, absolutely. A winner, vitamin C, vitamin D3, vitamin B complex, all of these things, all these supplements are very important, and I recommend them. So thank you, Bob. Thank you, GCK, Great Creative Kendall. Thank you, Pastor Scott. And thank you, Jeannie, continually bringing us good stuff. And thank you, satellite team, SAT team, I call them, for getting our call out all over the globe, usually over 20 million listeners around the globe and every call. And thank you, Big Call Universe, the listeners to the Big Call for over 14 years. Well, we're in our 14th year, aren't we? So thank you for listening. appreciate all of you very much, and thank you. I'm looking forward to you guys helping with Rebuild America, with Rebuild International, especially if you speak French or Spanish, because Haiti could use, you know, even though it's a little different French, they'd be able to understand me, and I can understand them. Spanish for the Dominican Republic. Bahamas, you just have to kind of chill, man, you know. Airi, man, airi. You know, you pick up a few expressions in the Bahamas. It's pretty cool. So, I'm looking forward to that and getting some help and working in those projects. I want to work with people regionally in this country and then probably do an international trip for Rebuild International. Looking to work with our veterans and the Veterans Retreat Network. Got plans for that and plans for pastors, evangelists, and missionaries. And the pastoral, P-A-S-T-O-R-A-L, Pastoral Retreat Network. So we're going to put those together. Those are my four projects. I'm going to start building on those after we get this thing done, after we plan a move, after we, you know, get everything, take a little two-week vacay, whatever. You know, we'll get this thing going. And it's going to take some time to build out some websites and stuff for you. So looking forward to it, guys. Really thank you for listening. All right, I know I'm going on and on. Let's go ahead and pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for getting everything that we need to have done. Thank you for putting the timing together on this where we can achieve this over the weekend and receive this blessing and then go forward with everything you have. Thanks for all that you've done to get us to this point so far. Now, thank you for taking us over the threshold with this blessing, and we thank you so much for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody, have a great weekend. Let's see what happens. I'm expecting some good things, starting probably Saturday, maybe Sunday. We'll see how it goes, okay? Keep an eye on your emails and get in touch with Sue, okay? Thanks so much. God bless you guys. Good night.